Last week, the superintendent of the Port Huron Area School District, James Kane, delivered his second annual State of the School District speech. Keeley Baraboo from the district is here to tell us a little bit more about how that all went. Good morning, Keeley.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So the state of Port Huron Schools is?
It is good. I mean, we had a lot of interesting information to share. This was our second annual event where we wanted to just brief the community at large about what the things are that are most pressing and most relevant happening with the district.
What's the best thing happening in the Port Huron schools right now?
Absolutely, it's the bond rollout. It's the planning, the implementing, and the design and the impending construction that's happening as early as you're going to see shovels in the ground spring of this year. So just in a couple of weeks, weather permitting, which the weather has been terrific. So that's really exciting. I mean, you're going to see completely transformed buildings, a completely transformed educational community in our region. That's thrilling.
Some of it is needed upgrades to physical buildings that just need it. Some of it is just from an educational standpoint, reworking the way that the flow of the building works, right?
Definitely. I mean, a big part of what we're going to do is these secure entrances, and every entrance is going to have cameras and the security staff at every building is going to be able to let people be in the entrance area and determine and vet them as to whether or not they should be able to continue into the, you know, greater portion of the building. So that's going to be an important upgrade. We're doing those intentionally. We're doing only phases of building, because if you were going to do 17 buildings at once, you'd have a lot of chaos on your hands. You'd have a lot of it would just be kind of mayhem. So that we could include as many local contractors as possible, we're doing phase one, and phase one is sort of, you know, parcels of buildings and things like that. And so that's going to be one of our highest priorities.
Yeah, the logistics of all this work has got to be challenging, because you've got schools that are in use all but not even three months out of the year when they're closed for school. And even when they are in use, they're, you know, from early in the morning till late at night in many cases.
Well, we wanted to make it so that the planning and that the execution impacted as little of student time and little education time as possible. So we started with some things that are sort of one-off projects that the community can use, that we can get a quick head start on, that aren't going to impact students, such as the new seating at Memorial Stadium, such as new tennis courts at both of the high schools. Those are things, new seating in the gyms. Those are things that we can do right now. They're not going to impact education time. They're not going to impact student experience. And the community is going to see the benefit immediately.
What's the biggest challenge facing the Port Huron area schools right now?
Well, Mr. Kane talked a lot about some of the competition that we have in education these days, and that it's not like when you and I went to school. You know,
there never used to be competition. You went to school where you live, period.
Yeah, public education was sort of the only name in the game. And so there's competition, and the fact that, you know, we're not necessarily pressured by or offended by the competition. We only get worked up about it when we don't feel that competition is serving an improved or better student experience. If it was, we'd be lining up to learn from them. But there are a couple instances where that's just not the case, and he pointed those out. And I think also continuing, you know, that positive momentum that we have and not really getting entrapped in some of the traditional culture issues that we've had at the school district. You know, you want your second largest employer in the county to be a positive workplace, and I think those are some of the challenges that he outlined.
I think that raised some eyebrows when people heard, oh, there's a negative culture at Port Huron area schools. How do you combat that?
We've really been trying to communicate. We've been trying to make sure that the staff hears information first, that they're not reading about it in the paper, or they're not, you know, hearing about it from me. Mm-hmm. On the air before they're hearing it from Mr. Kane, and that's been a big part of it. And I think it's people trusting each other. It's really kind of going around and making sure that everybody's hearing each other and having some open communication platforms.
One of the other things that the superintendent talked about is reaching out to businesses in the area to try and work with them to help further education in ways that go outside the classroom.
I'm really passionate about that. I think that is a great opportunity for our entire region and community. I think the fact that you know, as we're building these new STEAM labs, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and we're designing these new technology logistics and locations in our schools, why not bring on local employers that can have a hands-on development seat? They're helping build the workforce of tomorrow. You know, they're creating career pathways, whether it's training kids that they could have a job right out of high school at their place, or they could go on to get a secondary certificate of some kind, or even go on to a four-year university, specialize, and then maybe come back with, ideally, I'm envisioning the reverse scholarship that the Community Foundation is offering. Those are really exciting opportunities that we're looking at as becoming reality right now for our region. And, you know, why not give these kids great opportunity and have a thriving workforce right here locally that's built with our own population? It's exciting.
That's certainly something that St. Clair County RESA has talked about, that SC4 has talked about. I mean, are you all on the same page with this? It's because in order for that to happen, you really need to all be, you know, working on it together, don't you?
We do, and we communicate a lot. In fact, we are expanding our online learning offerings right now with RESA, and that's in a partnership that's countywide, and we know that collaboration is key. We know that you're not going to do this type of grandiose system building on your own. You have to have partners in the mix, and you have to have people that can support some of the pieces where you might be weaker and they might be stronger. So that we're totally open to that.
When we talk about preparing kids who aren't going to go to college, I mean, there's also a lot of other training that isn't necessarily college, or it's college, but it's not working toward a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. It's you know, getting college-based training for other forms of labor, right?
Absolutely, and we've talked a lot about you know, jobs, whether it's in the finance industry, whether it's in manufacturing, where those jobs are available. Those jobs are available here, and some of our local employers that are really, really great companies to work for have had a hard time finding people that are trained or people that are available and ready to go into those jobs right now, and those are great jobs, so we definitely want to open those opportunities up and make sure that our students are aware that they're available.
When you get a chance to talk to a family that's thinking about moving into the district or moving their kids into the district to attend Port Huron schools, what do you like to tell them are reasons that they should choose Port Huron?
Well, obviously our environment is second to none. I mean, we are it's a stunning community, and I think the promise, the potential. I think what we're doing right now, everything feels like it's on the verge. It's on the cusp. The investments that are happening downtown and locally, the investments in the building and the infrastructure happening in the schools. This is an exciting time. This is something that we're going to look back at and think about 2017, and we're going to say that was the seed, and that was all planted. And then we're going to look back and we're going to really say, wow, look at the benefit that we're all reaping right now. This is exciting. And that all happened about that same time frame. I mean, I think you can feel it. It's tangible. I mean, you go downtown to Sperry's, you see the new condo development happening in downtown. You participate in any of the local clubs or communities or advocacy groups, and it's exciting. It's really a thrilling time to be a part of this community.
A lot of pieces to the puzzle that all have to fit, and it looks like, you know, kind of one at a time, we're finding all those pieces.
And I think that's part of the reason for the success. I think that, you know, we held this event, and we looked to the support of the Chamber, the Blue Water Chamber of Commerce, which is having its 100th year this year, which, I mean, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We also held it with the support of the Economic Development Alliance, and that was intentional. We really want people to know we're collaborating hand in glove with the business community. We want them to know what we're doing. We want people to know, and for it to be very evident that we have an open channel of communication with those entities and vice versa. So their success is our success, and vice versa.
A lot of positive momentum. Just got to keep it all going forward, right?
Yes, exactly.
Keely, I appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Paul. Anytime.
Keely Barrow from Port Huron Schools with us on WPHM at 9:23.